From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. FBI Director Robert Mueller confirms that his agency has opened a preliminary investigation into how J.P. Morgan Chase lost billions of dollars through bad trades. But NPR's David Wellner reports that Mueller is giving little information about the probe.
FBI Director Mueller was pressed by Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal at a Judiciary Committee oversight hearing on the FBI's probe of J.P. Morgan.
Can you talk at all about the timing of that investigation?
Well, all I can say is we've opened a preliminary investigation, and as you would well know, having been in this business for a long time, it depends on a number of factors.
Mueller gave no further details other than to say the focus of any ongoing investigation would be on information also available to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Senator Blumenthal, who's a former state attorney general, urged Mueller to act swiftly, saying the FBI's reputation is at stake. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
Vice President Joe Biden is highlighting what he sees as the difference between President Obama's and Mitt Romney's vision for America. Biden says the Republican presidential candidate is basically a nice guy who lacks empathy for the common man.
He's a generous man. He gives to his church. He has a beautiful family. But he doesn't get it. He doesn't get what's at the core of all of this. It's about people's dignity.
Biden campaigning in Youngstown, Ohio, where the unemployment rate is 10.4%. Obama campaign ads running in Ohio and several other states focus on job losses at a Missouri steel company bought by the venture capital firm that Romney used to run. New data shows a drop in foreclosures in the nation last month. The online listing firm RealtyTrack says home repossessions were down 7% from March and down 26% from the April of last year. Political gridlock is threatening Greece's membership in the Eurozone. As Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, a senior judge has been installed to oversee an emergency government that will lead the nation until elections next month.
Panayotis Pikramenos has joked that he's well-suited to his new job because his name means embittered. The senior judge is set to lead a temporary government with no binding powers, and he's going to watch over Greece during one of its most fractious times. 10 days ago, voters punished the two mainstream parties that have dominated Greece for more than 30 years. Greeks turned instead to parties on the left and right, which opposed the terms of international bailout loans, keeping the country afloat. Those terms include painful austerity measures that have devastated the Greek economy.
Joanna Kakissis reporting from Athens. Asian shares are higher at this hour amid concerns about the economy in Greece. This is NPR News. A new study finds thousands of veterans could be at risk of developing a brain disease that's found in retired football players with a history of concussions. Autopsies of four young veterans found early signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, in their brain tissue. The Boston researchers say three of the veterans were injured by explosions, while the fourth had a concussion before entering military service. Further research in mice found a single explosion was significant enough to cause brain trauma. The findings are published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. A federal judge has granted class action status to a lawsuit against the New York City Police Department. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the lawsuit claims that the city's stop and frisk policy discriminates against blacks and Hispanics.
In allowing the lawsuit to go forward, a federal judge in Manhattan wrote that there is, quote, overwhelming evidence, unquote, that the department's stop and frisk policy has led to thousands of unlawful stops. The NYPD reported making a record 685,000 warrantless stops last year. More than 85% of those stopped were black or Latino. The city law office says it disagrees with the order allowing the class action suit to proceed. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly and Mayor Michael Bloomberg say the stop and frisk policy is one reason the city is safer than it's been in decades. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Asian shares are higher amid ongoing concerns about Greece's membership in the Eurozone. Japan's Nikkei is up less than 0.5%. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.